So with the Bears on the bye week and baseball last night, Dodgers clinching, we have a bit of World Series fever. And we certainly had the fever here in 1984 with the Cubs and leadoff man Bobby Dernier, who joins us now to talk about those days. And also the Northside Baseball Fantasy Camp. Bobby, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Good morning, gang.
And let's go back a little bit before we talk about the fantasy camp. 1984, I think I was at the game. You led off with a home run, didn't you?
Yeah,
in the playoffs.
A rare sight for me, but I do reflect on that day often, especially this time of year, and with the round number 40 years ago.
Yeah.
We celebrated up there in June, and it's easy to go back to that moment, I can tell you that.
You stole a lot of bases, and now you must be thinking with the rule change now and the adjustment, the larger base, the limited number of times the pitcher can throw to first. Let's see, you stole a record 42 bases. That was a rookie record with the Phillies in 82. And then you stole 45 with the 84 Cubs, most by a Cub in 77 years. What do you think? With the rule change, you could have stolen, what, 150?
Well, to tease about it a little bit, I wouldn't have minded having on that oven mitt to make it a little bit, a few inches closer, and the bases being bigger certainly gives you a little bit of an edge, and a lot of plays are or bang, bang, close. So if I did have one pet peeve with the new rules, it might be that sacred 90 feet.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I got you.
Bobby, how often do you guys as a group from that 84 team get together? Because that was such a memorable landmark season in Chicago. And that team, I think, is held in the same esteem as the 69 team and the 2016 team, which finally did knock the door down.
Yeah, and we, I think what the listeners out there might enjoy is that we, by and large, we really stay connected and get to reunion or gather at Wrigley or fantasy camp or somehow Cub convention each and every year. And that that relationship has done nothing but grow stronger, and we were able to kind of reconfirm that this past summer up there at Wrigley with Rhino statue and that weekend up there at Wrigley in June.
Cubs won the NL East by 6.5 games in 84. We won't talk about what happened in San Diego. But I would like to ask you, before we talk about the Northside Baseball Fantasy Camp that you're part of, Bobby, in Philadelphia, did you come in contact with Pete Rose?
Well, yeah. I mean, and if I go there, I can give you kind of a quick story. But for me, it's a bit of a God thing, and for those that believe that dreams come true, in the Wayback Machine, I was 10 years old. My mom and dad and sister and I all went on a Griswold trip to Disneyland, 1967. To L.A., and one of the things we did, we went to a Dodger game. So Don Drysdale was pitching. I walked through the tunnel on the fifth deck. I look out on the field, and I had those dreams come true moments. And 13 years later, I'm 23, and I make my first appearance in the big leagues. I pinch ran for Pete Rose. Of course, I stole second base and scored a run, and I believe that was no accident. It was kind of a combination of God believing dreams come true, and good old-fashioned hard work, probably the most wonderful part of that dream coming true was that, I got to play for the Chicago Cubs from 84 through 87, because that still today is something I'm very connected to and continue to do. So it's another easy reflection for me when I think about my first appearance. A pinch runner for Pete, and he was a great teammate. Having the Einstein of hitting on deck as a young leadoff hitter was pretty cool. Some guy named Sandberg was pretty good, too.
Yeah, the Einstein of hitting, I like that. You think he'll be in the Hall of Fame eventually?
Well, it's hard to say. That onion's been peeled so much that now with Pete getting called up, up there to heaven, and I'd hesitate to say that it will. I believe, you know, Pete belongs in the Hall of Fame. You got to tell the whole story. There's a lot of stories in the Hall, but unfortunately, the way things developed, you know, that cardinal sin of betting against or betting on baseball was something we all knew was an absolute no-no. So it kind of is what it is, but, you know, it's a shame that that's the way the story's told now.
For many years, we were talking about the Randy Hundley Cubs fantasy camp, and I think 5 years ago was the last time that was going on, but now it's back, and Bobby, hang on, we'll talk about your involvement with the Northside Baseball Fantasy Camp after a break here. WGN! Talking with Bobby Dernier, and let's get into this Northside Baseball Fantasy Camp that Bobby is going to be a part of, along with some other Cubs that you remember. And I think it was 1982 that when I was working at Channel 2, I convinced them to send me to the Randy Hundley Fantasy Camp in Arizona to do a story on what went on out there. And I really enjoyed the camp. And now it's back. And thanks to Carl Marquardt, you can sign up for this. Carl, good to have you with us. And it's been, what, 5 years?
Yeah, it's been a five-year hiatus since we ran the last camp, just heading into COVID, which kind of shut it down. Randy's health, unfortunately, is preventing him really from continuing it. So as a 16-year Hundley camper, along with some other veteran campers, and, of course, the help of coaches like Bob Dernier, we've resuscitated this. We've started it all over again, and we've got some amazing pros on board. Guys like Fergie Jenkins, Lee Smith, Jody Davis, Sean Dunstan, Miguel Montero from the 16 Cubs, etc. So
yeah, and Bob, I remember talking to you know, Fergie and Glenn Beckert, Santo, a lot of the guys who were at the camp when I was there, and they seemed to enjoy this as much as the campers. Tell me about what you're looking forward to here.
Yeah, and Carl did send me that video, Bob. It was awesome to reflect back and watch that. I was still playing, of course, with the Cubs. I was there in the 90s. Randy started to recruit us 84 guys down to the camp, and I really got to develop relationships with all those guys right there from the beginning there in the 90s, and I really took hold of it. I've done probably 35, 40 camps over the years, and it truly is a reunion. It's about the relationships, even more so than the baseball is a common denominator, which is pretty awesome. But it's really more about, you know, Carl always was nominated for the best hair in camp, and you did want to find him for happy hour because he could pick the bottle of wine as well.
That's important. So, Carl, this idea came out of your experience with Randy Hundley's camp?
Absolutely. This is a legacy. What Randy provided, what he had really invented and created, is an immense gift to baseball fans. I got to tell you, as an adult, I've acquired most of my closest friends through Hundley's camp, through that experience. You get an affinity group of people together in kind of this immersive destination situation, and the bonding is incredible. You're like a little kid again for a week. You're removed from job, from everything else, and you're in this incredible world. To walk into that clubhouse the first time and to see your name on a nameplate, and you see the uniforms in the locker with your name on them, and then you notice that Fergie's locker is like three lockers away. I mean, it's like absolutely incredible. You're like walking on air for days.
I'll tell you something, and Bob, you'll appreciate this. I mean, after going through the camp and the aches and pains of it all, and also standing at home plate and trying to hit a ball that Fergie Jenkins is throwing, I definitely had new respect for you guys who make the major leagues. You know what I mean?
Well, it is a I don't care what age you are. Baseball is still the hardest thing in the world to do in sports is hit a baseball, and it doesn't change when you're 40 or 50 or 60 years old or whatever the age you might be to come to camp. We do have a lot of fun. It's like Carl said, it really is more about the pregame and postgame down there in fantasy camp even than it is the actual games themselves. And I think the guys have thrived over the years, and like Carl said, you make new friends, and those friends really stick.
Yeah.
Carl, I know you're not going to reject prospective campers, but do you have to have a certain skill level, or is it not going to be any fun if you get out there and you can't play?
First off, it's open to men and women. Every team generally is, you know, there's a couple women on a lot of the teams. But the level of play, you just have to have a love of the game. Quite frankly, that's really all that matters. We have people that haven't played since Little League, and then you've got guys who play D1 baseball. But I got to tell you, just picking up on what Bob said about seeing the major leaguers play. I remember watching a Joe Pepitone, who at that point had to be 60, standing there off a batting machine, jacking home runs on a major league field, one after another, effortlessly. Like, he was swinging like, you know, no effort at all. Just bam, bam, bam. And my first camp, that experience was accentuated when I got to bat. You mentioned batting off Fergie Jenkins. There's a coach's campers game. I got to bat off Fergie Jenkins, and, you know, I grounded out, too bad, but to Ryne Sandberg. And it was phenomenal. Mm-hmm. It's such a highlight.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's talk about how you can get to Arizona and participate in a 10-game season and mingle with people like Bob Dernier and Sean Dunstan and Jody Davis. How do they do this, Carl?
You go to wavelandevents.com, obviously WAVELAND. events.com, and just click on the Northside Baseball Fantasy Camp drop down. It's got all the camper information that you would need, and obviously you can sign up right there. Also, maybe follow the Northside Baseball Fantasy Camp Facebook page for updates on the camp. Whenever we add a camp, a coach to camp, etc., that's the place to find out.
And Bob Dernier, are you stretching your hamstring getting ready for the camp?
Well, the only game we have left at my age is golf, and I play 100 rounds plus every year, and I'll be out there practicing today a little bit on the short game, which was kind of my forte, you know, bunting and running the bases. The problem for me is getting it from tee to green, so I'll be out there working on the short stuff. If I'm able to accomplish getting it up there near the green, I'm usually pretty good.
Yeah, something tells me there'll be some golf at that Northside Baseball Fantasy Camp as well. It's Bob Dernier. Bob, good to catch up with you. And Carl Marquardt, good for you for reviving the great Randy Hundley Cubs Fantasy Camp. And hope to see you guys out west.
Yeah, come down and join us.
Thank you.
I'm ready. Maybe it'll help my 16-inch softball game.